弟兄姊妹，请我们低头，还是一起祷告。
Brothers and sisters, let's bow down and pray.
主，早上我们来到十字架的底下。
Lord, this morning we come under the cross.
我们求圣灵把十字架的奥秘启示在我们的里面。
We ask the Holy Spirit to reveal the mystery of cross in us.
主，当我们今天面对的加略的时候
，As we face the Mount of Calvary，
一边是何等的奥秘。
On one hand, it's such mystery.
一面又是何等的凄惨。
On the other hand, it's such sadness.
一面是何等的痛苦。
Such pain.
一面又是那样的神圣荣耀。
It's such holiness and glorious.
圣灵，求你今天早上与我们同在。
Lord, this morning we ask your presence.
我们把这个聚会摆在你的手中。
Commit this meeting to your hand.
圣灵来了，要为耶稣基督做见证。
That the Holy Spirit may come to bear witness to Christ.
圣灵，今天早上你自己来见证我们亲爱的救主被挂在十字架上。
This morning you bring your own testimony to our dear beloved Savior.
这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们再来读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few passages.
这圣经都已经印在这一张啊，我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有拿到这一张表。
They're all on the handout.
这张图的后面啊，有一个表啊。
Behind the map, there is a.
有哪些人没有
？Are there any does not have the chart?
不知道服事的，如果没有请旁边的啊，再好了，如果没有的话，你们就听已经有的来念啊。我们要把主耶稣在十字架上啊所说的那个七句话啊，我们来念一遍。
We will read the seven words of the Lord on the cross.
这七句话我们一般都叫做十架七言。
We usually call it the seven words on the cross.
啊。第一处是在路加福音23:34。
First verse is on Luke 23:34.
如果有的话，我们一起来念，好吧
？Let's read together.
父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
我们先念中，我们一起念中文啊，我们请吴浩弟兄念英文啊。第二句话说：“我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。”
Second, I tell you the truth. Today you will be with me in paradise.
第三句说：“主耶稣对母亲说，母亲看你的儿子；对那门徒说，看你的母亲。”
Third verse is John 19:26. Mother, behold your son. Behold your mother.
第四句是以利以利拉玛沙巴哥大尼，他的意思就是说，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
The fourth word, My God, my God.Why have you forsaken me?
第五句话说，我渴了。
The fifth, I am thirsty.
第七句话说，第六句话说，成了。
The sixth words, it is finished.
第七句话，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
The last one, Father, I commit my soul into your hands.
今天早上想用这一点的时间来看到主耶稣在地上最后的一天。
This morning we'd like to look at the last day our Lord spent before the cross.
这一天发生了许许多多的事。
This day many things have happened.
我不知道我这样的形容会不会太过，这一天可以把它整个来到地上的日子浓缩在一起。
you can compact all the things that he has done unto this last day.
甚至于从亚当堕落以后，人类的历史的故事都浓缩在这一天里头。
Even from the very first day when Adam and Eve have sinned, you can see that day. You can see them in that day.
这一天是太特殊的日子。
It is such a special day.
也是太艰难的日子。
Such a difficult day.
但是主耶稣走完了。
But the Lord walked through.
所以主耶稣他来到地上的时候，他说：“神啊，我来了，为了遵行你的旨意。”
As the Lord came to the earth, he said, "God, I have come to do Thy will."
那现在他来到在他人生的最后一天。
And then when he come to this final day,
或者说像他来到了神旨意的最后的一站。
Come to this final chapter of the will of God.
我们稍微先很简单的来看一下他这一天所走的路程。
We would like briefly look at the whereabouts of his last day.
如果你看到这个图上有一个地方，就是主耶稣在逾越节的时候跟门徒们啊吃逾越节宴席的地方。
The place where he ate the Passover feast with his disciple.
在这里主耶稣曾经洗门徒的脚。
There he washed the disciples' feet.
主耶稣跟他们吃逾越节的宴席。
He ate the Passover with them.
主耶稣也跟他们设立了晚餐。
He have established the supper with them.
主耶稣有一段很长的谈论。
He has a long saying with them.
在那里预言彼得会三次否认主。
Prophesied Peter will deny him three times.
最后就有约翰福音十七章那一个很伟大的祷告。
Finally, the great prayer of John chapter 17.
那合而为一的祷告。
The prayer for the union of the saints.
当他们吃完了逾越节的宴席以后。
After the feast.
他就从离开这边过了第二个。过了一条溪叫吉伦溪。
He passed over the stream.
他已经过了耶路撒冷的外面城外。
He went to the outside of the city of Jerusalem.
然后他就来到了一个园子叫科西玛尼园。
Coming to the Garden of Gethsemane.
主耶稣在那边曾经三次祷告父。
He prayed three times to the Father.
求父，是父可以把这个杯挪去。
Asking the Father to remove the cup.
但是他知道这是父所定的。
But finally he knew it is the cup from the Father.
他就欣然接受。
He took it willingly.
他就甘心领受这杯。
Willfully he took the cup.
那么在这个园子的里面祷告完以后，那他的门徒其中的一个门徒犹大啊。来带着一个兵丁来捉拿主耶稣。
After the prayer, Judah, who is among the 12, came with the soldiers to capture Jesus.
他所爱的门徒
，the disciple he loved,
出卖他
，rebelled him.
但是他却称他为朋友。
But he called him friend.
彼得也在这里把刀把一个人的耳朵砍下来。
Peter used the sword to cut the ear of one of the men.
那主耶稣又医治那个仆人的耳朵。
Jesus healed the ear of that servant.
从科西玛尼园，他主耶稣就被带到亚拿和该亚法那个地方去。
From Gethsemane, they were brought to the residence of Anna and Caiaphas.
他们就在那边审问他。
They judged him there.
他们就在那边打他。
They trialed him and hit him.
人家也用吐唾沫在他的脸上。
Spit on his face.
那彼得也在那边否认主。
Peter denied him there also.
一次一次三次的否认他。
Once, twice, and three times.
但是当彼得第三次否认主的时候。
When Peter denied him the third time.
主耶稣就转过身来。
Jesus turned back and looked at him.
彼得就出去痛哭。
Peter went out and wept.
他们在这里审问完了以后呢，又把他带到公会的里面。
Afterwards, they were brought to Sanhedrin.
他们在审判。
They trialed him.
最后他们就带到比拉多那里。
Finally, he was brought before Pilate.
比拉多审问以后，他说查不出他有什么罪。
After Pilate tried Jesus, he said, "I cannot find anything about this man."
而且他又知道说主耶稣是加利利人。
He knew he's from Galilee.
刚好管加利利的那个王叫做叙利王，也在耶路撒冷。
And Herod was the king of Galilee. He was also in Jerusalem at that time.
所以他就从又把他带到叙利王那边。
So he was brought before Herod.
所以如果你看他图的话，他这个地方是比拉多的地方，他就这样把他带到叙利的这个地方去。
Here is where Pilate is at, and he was brought to before Herod.
在叙利王面前，他们藐视他，他们戏弄他，给他穿上法利的衣服。
Before Herod, he was despised. He was robe.
后来在叙利又再把他送回到比拉多那里去。
And finally, Herod sent him back to Pilate.
那比拉多还是说查不出他有什么罪。
Still, Pilate said, "I could not find sin on this man."
再查还是没有罪。
Still no sin.
一连三次，他说查不出他有什么罪了。
Three times he said, "I cannot find any wrongs of this man."
但是这些控告主耶稣的犹太人，无论是祭司长、五旬长老、文士，他们都喊着说，除掉他。
And all the scribes and elders, they said, "Crucify him."
他们给他做一个紫袍，或者是朱红色的袍子。
They made a purple robe for him.
在那里讥笑他。
They despised him.
他们用鞭子鞭打他。
They scourged him.
他们再一次吐唾沫在他的脸上。
Once again, they spit on his face.
最后，他们要求把他钉在十字架上。
Finally, they ask, "Crucify him."
圣经说，他们的声音就得了胜。
The Bible said their voice took the victory.
他们最后就把他决定把他钉死在十字架上。
And he was sentenced to be crucified on the cross.
他们就从比拉多这个地方带出来，带到城外这个哥哥他的山上。
From where Pilate was, they were brought to outside of the city, the Mount of Calvary.
在哥特他被钉在那里的时候。
When he was crucified at Calvary.
有人在那里怒骂他，戏弄他，讥笑他。
They despised him.
而主耶稣就在十字架上，那一段的时间有七句话。
And during that period when he was on the cross, he said the seven words we just read.
这就是我们刚才所念的那个七句话。
We just read the seven words on the cross.
在这一段的里面，圣经上这样的记载。
According to the record of the Bible,
我们先来看世上的人，就是这些人有哪些人。
We first want to look at the world. How many people? Who are these people?
你看到有那些大祭司、祭司长、长老、文士。
You see the high priest. You see the priest. You see the scribes. You see the elders.
在这里有叙利王，有比拉多，这是政治的人物。
And there are also political figures, Herod, Pilate,
还有罗马的兵丁
and Roman soldiers,
还有许多经过那边的人
and many people passing by,
当然也包括主耶稣的母亲，还有他的门徒约翰
including the mother of Jesus and his disciple John.
在十字架上有旁边还有两个强盗，也被挂在另外两个十字架上。
And on the cross beside him, there are two robbers.
弟兄姊妹们，这些人。
all of these,
包括了神的选民,
including the chosen ones of God,
包括了外邦人,
including the Gentiles,
这些人是平凡的人,
all of these are common people,
这些人也有地位很高贵的人,
they are also the privileged people,
这些人有些是宗教界的领袖,
some are the leaders, religious leaders,
有些是政治界的领袖,
some are political leaders,
有些是人家瞧不起的那个罪犯强盗。
Some are sinners looked down by people.
弟兄姊妹们，这一副在哥哥的榻上都汇集在十字架的那里。
And all these people gathered before the cross.
几乎所有的人的指头都对着他指。
All the fingers are pointing to him.
在那里羞辱他，辱骂他，鞭打他，钉他在十字架上。
Sneer at him, scourge him.Crucify him.
有地位的人在那里羞辱他。
The noble ones do that.
连经过的人也在那里讥笑他。
The ones passing by also do that.
兵丁也在那里羞辱他。
The soldiers sneered at him.
甚至于连旁边的两个强盗也在那里讥笑羞辱他。
Even the two robbers crucified with him also sneered at him.
但是圣经上说，他对这些一切的反应。都默默无声。
The Bible here said he was silent to all of these.
在这里没有一个人同情他。
There's no one show the sympathy.
在这里没有一个人站在主耶稣的那一边。
There's no one standing at the side of Jesus.
他们好像要除掉这个人，他们不罢休。
They will not rest until they get rid of him.
特别是当他们在那边大声喊着说。除掉这个人，把他钉在十字架上，给我们释放巴拿巴。
Especially when said, crucify him, get rid of him, we want Barnabas.
他们的声音那么的大，漫过了这个比拉多故意的判断。
Their voice was so loud, it overcame the righteous judgment of Pilate.
在这里人世间那样的残酷残忍
The world was so cruel
摧残这一个耶稣这一位耶稣基督
So merciless
但是他独自承受这个打击
But he silently took it all by himself
他独自喝这个杯
He alone took the cup.
他知道这是父所量给他的。
He knew the cup is from the Father.
我想从人的这一面，我先暂时停在这里。
I'll say so much on the man's side.
当主耶稣被挂在十字架上，不仅仅有人无情地摧毁他。
When Jesus was hanged on the cross, not only man was mercilessly torture him.
还有神公义的审判他。
But our God is judging the righteous judgment.
弟兄姊妹，当主耶稣在地上最后的一天
，When he was on the earth the last day，
那一个日子叫做逾越节。
The day was called the Passover.
当主耶稣站在那个逾越节的日子的时候
，When he stood at the day of the Passover，
我不知道他的思想是不是想到好远好远的日子。
I don't know if his thoughts went back to long, long time ago。
想到这个逾越节的最开始的意义
，Going to the beginning of that Passover day，
就是神要把他的百姓从埃及拯救出来。
When God wanted to bring his people out of Egypt.
而且神叫他们宰杀逾越节的羊羔。
God asked them to slay the Passover lamb.
借着这一只的羊羔，神可以把他的百姓从埃及拯救出来。
It is through that lamb that God can bring his people out of Egypt.
而主耶稣在逾越节，他知道他就是神所预备的羔羊。
And Jesus knew that on that Passover day, he was the lamb that God has prepared.
他愿意把自己摆在神的手里面。
he is willing to commit himself into the hand of God.
当讲到这逾越节出埃及的时候，
when we think of the Passover out of Egypt,
大概在前不久，差不多七八个月之前，
about 7-8 months ago,
主耶稣曾经有一天在一座的山上
变了
形象。
He was on the mountain transfigured.
摩西、以利亚
向
他显现。
Elijah
显现在那里。
Moses and Elijah were beside him.
他们在讨论，在谈论。
They were talking.
谈论主耶稣在耶路撒冷要去世的事。
Talking about the exodus of Jesus in Jerusalem.
在原文里面说，谈论说耶稣啊，你在耶路撒冷要出埃及的事。
Talked about their exodus in Jerusalem.
主耶稣知道他在来到地上的目的。
Jesus very clearly knew the purpose that he came to the earth.
不仅要把神的百姓带领出埃及。
Not only to bring people, God's people out of Egypt.
他实在知道是要把全人类在这个属灵的埃及里面要把他带出来。
He wants to bring the whole world, people of the world.To bring them out of the spiritual Egypt.
在地花的山上遥遥地望见那个加略的十字架。
From the mountain of transfiguration, remotely he saw the mount of Calvary.
主耶稣没有从变化山上升天。
He did not exit from the mount of transfiguration.
下了山面向耶路撒冷而去。
He came all the way down.And facing Jerusalem, he walked. There is the cup prepared by the Father for him to take.
逾越节在主耶稣的心中所挂念的不仅仅是神的百姓。
Passover in the heart of Jesus is not only the people of God.
他所挂念是神所爱的事。
He was thinking about the world that God loved.
另外在逾越节的时候主耶稣设立了饼杯
That the Passover feast Jesus established his cup and bread
特别是讲到那个杯
Especially that cup
他说是用我的血立的新约
The new covenant established by my blood
而这个约跟复印着耶利米所预言的那个新约
And that covenant was promised by Jeremiah.
因为神曾经跟他的百姓借着摩西立了旧约。
God has established the previous covenant with the people.
但这个旧约有缺陷。
But that old covenant is not perfect.
所以主耶稣要另立新约。
So Jesus wants to establish the new covenant.
但这个新约不仅仅为着神的选民。
It is not only for the chosen one of God.
也为着全人类。
It is also for the whole world.
所以主耶稣在那里，无论面对着逾越节，无论面对着新约。
He was facing the Passover. He was also facing the new covenant.
他把神所关注的心是放在他所造的人类的身上。
He put God's heart unto the people that was created.
今天人类在黑暗的权势中间。
The whole world is under the dominion.
他要把他拯救出来。
Wants to bring them out.
啊，他要跟这些人来立一个新约。
He wants to establish a covenant with these people.
所以当他在逾越节那一天喝完了饼杯以后
When he finished eating the bread and drinking the cup
他就来到了克西玛利
He came to Gethsemane
他在那边祷告
He prayed
他心中所想的
In his heart
就是神的旨意
It was the will of God
神啊有没有别的方法可以完成你的旨意
God are there other ways
他祷告一次两次三次
He prayed once, twice, three times
他说他知道只有一条的路
And he knew there was only one way
就是让他喝这个杯
That is for him to drink the cup
就是要他把它挂在十字架上
To be hanged on the cross
只有这个方法没有别的路
That way only
主耶稣就接受
Jesus took it
后来他被挂在十字架上
Later on, he was hanged on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，当他挂在那里的时候
When he was hanged there,
弟兄姊妹们，人在最痛苦的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when a man is in his most pain,
如果他不讲话就算了
，Maybe he will not speak,
因为你不知道他在想什么
，But you do not what's in him.
但是如果他开口讲话
，But if he opens his mouth,
你就知道他心中想什么
，You will know what's in his heart.
他在十字架的第一句话说：“父啊，赦免他们。”
The first word on the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them."
因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
But they do not know what they are doing.
弟兄姊妹，你能不能从主耶稣的喊祷告的声音
？Brothers and sisters, can you from the prayer of Jesus?
听见使人那个慈爱的心肠
Hear the loving mercy of God.
知道神何等乐意赦免我们
To know how willing for God is to forgive us.
主耶稣说了第二句话
The second word.
这一句话是因着一个强盗的请求而说的
This was an answer to the petition of one of the robbers.
那个强盗说：“耶稣啊，当你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。”
The robber said, "Jesus, when you have your kingdom, remember me."
而主耶稣回答说
"But Jesus answered,
今日你要同我在乐园里。"
Today you should be with me in paradise.
一面主耶稣马上立刻应允强盗的请求。
He answered him immediately.
一面主耶稣似乎从强盗的口中听见了天父的声音。
On the other hand, as if he heard the father, the loving voice of the father from the robber.
因为在他们的那个对话的里面。他说你德国降临的时候
Because in their conversation he said When you have your kingdom
主耶稣来到这个地方遵行神的旨意
Jesus come to do the will of God
就是要德国
Is to have his kingdom
但主耶稣回答的时候他说他所想到的
But when he answered
是那个神为人类所预备的乐园
Was the paradise God has prepared for man
而这乐园有一个影子曾经出现在伊甸园中间
And the paradise had a shadow had its shadow in the garden of Eden
但是何其短那个伊甸园的门被关起来了
It was so short the door of the Eden was closed
而且一关 那么漫长的岁月
Closed for long long time
所以说知道当他完成了神的旨意的时候
But he knew when he fulfilled the will of God
这个乐园的门就向人类打开了
The door of the paradise will be opened again
而且当他说到神的国度的时候
When the kingdom of God was mentioned
是经过征战迎来的
It was gained through struggle
所以主耶稣好像听见父对他这么说
So as if he had heard the father
我的爱子
My beloved son
旅程快要到终点
Your journey will come to an end
再一点点
Just a little bit more
神的旨意就要完成了
The will of the God will be fulfilled
一面主耶稣成全了那个强盗的祷告
On one hand, Jesus answered the prayer of the robber
一面他似乎听见父神借着这个强盗鼓舞他
On the other hand, he heard the encouragement of the Father
再走一点点的路程
Work further
神的旨意就完成
The will of God shall be fulfilled
所以主耶稣就在那忍受十字架的苦难
Jesus was enduring the pain of the cross.
圣经说从午正到申初就是中午十二点到下午三点
From the sixth hour to the ninth hour.
天忽然黑暗了。
The sky was dark.
大地被黑暗笼罩着。
The whole earth was covered by darkness.
而这个地也大大都震动。
And the earth had great shake.
黑暗笼罩着这个大地。
Darkness covered the whole earth.
黑暗也笼罩着这一个哥哥他山上。
Darkness covered the Mount of Calvary.
然后当黑最后把整个大地都漫过去的时候，
When the darkness swallowed the whole earth，
唯一能碰见的一点点的光在主耶稣的身上。
The only light you can see is on the Lord Jesus，
因为父与子言为一。
The Father and the Son was one，
因为神就是光。
Because God is light。
但是在这一段漫长的黑夜里面，
But during that night，
在这个整个一个不应该黑暗的时候，却是黑暗的时候，
That night which should not be dark，
因为那个时候是无证当中的时候，
That was right at noon，
但是却黑夜临到了，
But the night came，
这是不正常的景象，
It was abnormal。
地也裂开震动，这是不正常的现象。
The earth shaked was abnormal.
弟兄们，这实在是一个不正常、不平衡的一段时刻。
It is an unbalanced time.
忽然，主耶稣当然大声的喊着说
：“Suddenly Jesus cried out,
我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我
？”My God, my God.Why have you forsaken me?
我们唯一可以找到的一个答案，
We can find but one answer.
就是神把世人的罪孽都归在他的身上。
God has cast all the sins of the world unto his son.
神的公义什么样临到他的身上。
The righteous judgment came upon the Lord.
主耶稣独自的来承受神的审判。
Alone he took the judgment.
有人这样说。
Some have said.
当亚当夏娃犯罪以后。
After Adam and Eve sinned.
神的审判。
The judgment of God.
应该马上执行。
Should have executed immediately.
但是他没有。
But he did not.
他用一个皮衣暂时把这个审判。挽留一下。
He took a skin, a skin jacket to cover it temporarily.
一代一代一代，是用羔羊的血把神的审判暂时暂缓执行。
Generation after generation, the Lamb of God, the blood of the Lamb has delayed His punishment.
把我们的罪暂时遮盖在那里。
It covered our sin for a time.
我们的罪好像那个水在水坝的里面。
Our sin is like flood behind the floodgate.
罗马书就告诉我说，那个神继续的愤怒。
Romans said the continuous wrath of God.
神犯了罪，马上要审判的。
It should have come to man immediately.
但是他把这个审判，这个愤怒怎么样继续在那里？
But he had hold that wrath.
累积又累积又累积。
Hold and hold.
到了在哥哥他身上都是。
Until on the Mount of Calvary.
好像这个水坝的闸被打开了。
As if suddenly the floodgates.
整个的罪恶倾泻在他的身上。
The sin of the world came upon him.
神使他无罪的为我们成了罪。
God made the sinless.
神在这里用他的公义来审判他的儿子。
God used his righteous judgment to judge his
son. 最后一点点的光都挪走了。
Even the last light was went away.
整个笼罩在黑暗的。
Completely under darkness.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道黑暗有多可怕。
I do not know how fearful darkness is.
前几天我稍微体会到一点点。
A few days ago, I experienced.
当我忽然从床上起来的时候。
When I rose from the bed.
我就发现整个都转了。
I found everything is rotating.
我没有办法坐起来。
I could not stand up.
试了一次又一次。
I tried again and again.
忽然我看见说一片黑暗。
Suddenly, I saw darkness.
不到一秒钟啊。
less than 1 second.
你就觉得那个黑暗何等的可怕。
I felt how fearful that
darkness. 你知道那一个不平衡是何等的可怕。
You found the imbalance so fearful.
在加利利山上。
On the Mount of Calvary.
神的儿子。
The Son of God.
我们亲爱的耶稣基督。
Our dear Lord Jesus.
好在那里遭受了神的审判。
He took the punishment of God.
神在那里审判他的儿子。
God was there judging his son.
神也在他听他儿子的呼声。
God was hearing the cry out of his son.
当主耶稣说，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
When our Lord said, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
弟兄姊妹，这是人世间最凄惨的声音。
Brothers and sisters, that's the most sad voice from man.
是神审判的呼喊的声音。
It is the cry out under the judgment of God.
主耶稣为我们承受了那么沉重的审判。
And Jesus had took such great burden for us.
他也为我们付出了那极重无比的代价。
He has paid the great price for us.
弟兄姊妹，圣经没有停在这里。
Bible did not stop there.
在哥哥德的塔上，一片的凄凉。
On the Mount of Calvary, it was all but sadness.
但是在圣殿里面。
But in the temple, holy temple.
在人世间找到唯一最神圣的地方。
The most holy place on the earth.
圣经上说，殿里的幔子。
Bible said the veil in the temple
从上到下裂为两半
was torn into half from above.
我不知道弟兄姊妹能不能把这两幅的图画对照着来看。
I don't know if you can put these two pictures together.
一面在哥哥他身上
On one hand on the Mount of Calvary.
那里残酷无情可怕的审判。
There was the cruel, merciless judgment.
但是另外一面，却借着圣殿的幔子，说出神怜悯无限的恩典，叫这个门渐渐渐渐的打开。
On the other hand, through the veil in the temple, we've seen the mercy of God have opened that way.
一面在加利利山上代价无比。
On Calvary. A great price.
但是在圣殿里面，当那个幔子慢慢裂开的时候，说恩典是白白的。
In temple, as the veil was torn away, it says grace freely.
当神在那里追讨罪孽的时候，那么的可怕。
When God is chasing for judgment, it's so terrible.
但是要借着圣殿的幔子，让我们看见神的恩典无限。
But through the veil in the temple, you see the limitlessness of God's grace.
在十字架上，你听到一个最凄惨的声音。
On the cross, you hear the most terrible cry out.
主耶稣喊，天父的心也痛也碎。
When Jesus was cried, the heart of the Father was broken.
但是为了要满足神公义的要求。
But to fulfill the righteous requirement of God.
所以父天父也掩面不看他的儿子。
The Father hide his face from the Son.
当圣殿的里面幔子打开来。
When the veil was opened.
好像一个手慢慢慢慢地生长起来。
As if an arm is spread out.
那个幔子好像你的手关得那么紧，现在怎么样？慢慢慢慢慢慢慢慢慢慢松开了。
As if the tight arms gradually open up.
在这里，叫人可以藏在其中。
That you can come in.
当哥哥他的审判一秒钟一秒钟的在那里往前走。
Second after second on the Calvary.
到了一个时候
，until one point，
成了。
It was said, it is finished.
审判已经过去了。
Judgment has finished.
神的旨意已经完成了。
God's will is fulfilled.
救赎的代价已经付出去了。
The price for redemption has been paid.
救恩的门已经打开。
The door of salvation is opened up.
从此人类有了希望。
From now on, mankind get its hope.
当那个幔子慢慢裂开。
When the veil was torn away,
当神的旨意完成的时候,
when the will of God was fulfilled,
这个门已经打开了,
that door is opened up,
叫人可以怎么样, 通到至圣所去,
that man can enter into the Holy of Holies.
希伯来书告诉我们说, 这个幔子就是主耶稣的身体。
Hebrew told us that veil is the body of Jesus.
这个身体上有血流出来。
On that body there is bloodshed.
所以借着主耶稣的血怎么样叫我们可以坦然进入至圣所里头去。
That by the blood of Jesus, we can boldly come into the holiness.
这一位住在至圣所里面的是
This one who dwell in the holy of holies.
那样神圣威严可怕的是
So holy, fearful God.
竟然可以借着耶稣基督
Even can by through Jesus Christ,
我们可以称他为我们的阿爸父。
We can call him Abba Father.
我们可以称这位耶稣基督我给我们慈悲忠信的大祭司。
We can call him our merciful and faithful High Priest.
朋友们，这扇门是为谁而开的
？Friends, who is this door open for?
朋友，如果你还没有信耶稣
，If you have not yet believed，
我告诉你，这扇门是为你而开的。
I tell you, this door is open for you。
你可以进入耶稣基督，进到神里面去。
You can by Jesus Christ enter into God。
你的罪，主耶稣替你担当了。
Your sin, Jesus has bared。
他受了审判，可以赦免你的罪。
He has taken the judgment. He can redeem you。
这一位的神
，Such God，
可以成为你的父神。
Can become your Father, God.
弟兄姊妹，这一扇门为谁要开
？Brother and sister, who is this door open for?
也是为着我们这些信主的人来开。
It is also for we believers.
我们也可以再进到这里头去。
We can enter into.
每次我懒惰失败的时候
，If I'm weak and fail.
每次我在懒惰跌倒的时候
，If I tumble and fall.
我知道有一扇门已经为我打开了。
I know one door has opened for me.
我还可以靠着耶稣来到他的门。
I can by Jesus come into God.
打开的门。
It's an open door.
就是张开的手。
It's an open arm.
可以收留你。
Can receive you,
可以服侍你,
can support you,
叫你可以在至圣所里面还可以侍奉他,
that you can come into the Holy of Holies to serve him.
这是主耶稣在神公义的审判底下完成了神的旨意。
Jesus has fulfilled the will of God under the righteous judgment of God.
我想为着仇敌我就很简单的点一下就好。
About the enemy, I would like to touch a little bit.
这个仇敌怎么样？他就靠近犹大。
This enemy come to Judah.
他就这样进到犹大的心灵里面。
Enter into Judah's heart.
他就来出卖主耶稣。
To sell Jesus.
啊，这犹大这个撒旦怎么样？也靠近门徒们。
And Judah such a devil come to the disciples.
想要筛他们，像筛麦子一样。
To sift them as it sifting the wheat.
但主耶稣说：“彼得，我已经为你祷告。”
Jesus said, "Peter, I've prayed for you."
叫你回头以后要再来坚固你的弟兄。
When you return, you shall strengthen your brethren.
而在十字架上。
On the cross.
他尽一切的力量来伤害、攻击主耶稣。
The devil took all he could to harm Jesus.
不过是伤到他的脚跟。
But he harmed nothing but his heel.
而主耶稣说。他就借着死怎么样败坏了张师前的魔鬼。
But Jesus has through death,
主耶稣借着十字架的死就伤了魔鬼的头。
He hit the head of the Satan.
主耶稣借着十字架的死就败坏魔鬼的作为。
Through the death, he has annulled the doings of the devil.
哥罗西书也告诉我们，当主耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候
，Colossians told us,
从人的角度来说，他在那里受尽羞辱。
From man's point, he was locked down.
但是从灵界的征战来说
，But from the spiritual world,
他把仇敌的重军掳来。
He has captured all the armies of the Satan
钉在十字架上
and crucified them on the cross
明明都羞辱他们
and bear shame to them
所以主耶稣都成了也战胜过仇敌
when Jesus said it is finished it means victory over the enemy
我想最后我要提一个点
finally I want to talk one thing
这位耶稣基督近日和我们的关系
the relationship between this Jesus and we today
他实在是全然美丽可爱
He is altogether beautiful and lovely
像刚才我们读的雅歌书
As the passage we read in Song of Songs
这首诗歌是来说到我们的主耶稣是我们的良人
The song talks about Jesus is our beloved
他说我的良人白而其红
My beloved is white and ruddy
超乎万人之上
Outstanding among 10,000
其他的我就不讲十三节了他的两腮如香花兮如香草苔
His cheeks are like beds of spice yielding perfume
弟兄姊妹他说主耶稣怎么样是超乎万人之上
He is the chiefest among 10,000
这个超字啊是什么意思呢就是古时候的一个军旗
It means in the old time, the banner of the army.
当他们扬起来
When they uplifted.
特别是打了胜仗以后
Especially after they triumphed.
站在敌方的阵营上把我这副旗飘扬在空中
When they stand on the camp of the enemy, the banner will be uplifted.
当主耶稣从死里面复活
When Jesus was raised from the dead.
完成了神的旨意
Fulfilling God's will.
神用右手把他高举
God has lifted him up with his right hand
像一副的军旗啊
It is like a banner
飘扬在整个宇宙的中间
Lifting up among the whole universe
这是个得胜的记号
It is the sign of victory
没有一个人可以胜过他
No one can overcome him
也没有任何的权势再可以胜过他
No power can overcome him
所以我们来投靠他的人
So we who come to him
我们可以不羞愧
We will not be shamed
而这位的良人他都说他的两腮
and this beloved his cheeks
这个两腮就是我们的面颊
it is the cheeks
他说他的两腮如香花兮
are like beds of spice
这个兮是什么意思呢就是那个田里面啊，我们种田的时候有中间有一些小道有没有
it is like the small walkways in the field
那条路差不多只有一个人可以走过去
Only one person can walk through
但是什么他说这个溪里面是香花溪
It is a path of spice
它里面充满了香气
Yielding perfume
还有说香草苔
He is like the bed of spice
不仅仅一个小路还有一个高台
It is not just the path but also a platform
无论是小路也好无论是高台也好整个笼罩的都是花香
They are all covered by spice and perfume
弟兄姊妹们你知道一个人的脸是最漂亮的地方
The cheek is probably the most good looking place of a person
但是你知道主耶稣的脸曾经被人家打
But you know the cheek of Jesus was stricken
打又打
Stricken and stricken
人家也用唾沫吐在他的脸上
They also spit on his cheeks
一次又一次
Again and again
弟兄姊妹他的容貌受尽了羞辱
His appearance was despised
被人家轻看被人家瞧不起
was looked down was sneered at
甚至人家喊着说除掉他除掉他
and man has called crucify him get rid of him
我们把主耶稣这个拒在我们的外面
we decline Jesus outside of us
他受尽了人世间诸般的羞辱
he has bear all kinds of shame in the man, mankind.
他知道被轻视的痛苦。
He knew the taste of being locked down.
他知道被藐视的痛苦。
He understands the pain of being despised.
所以他能够体谅我们。
So he can have mercy to us.
特别是当他们喊说钉他十字架。
Especially when they called crucify him.
把他钉在那个最值得咒诅的所在。
It's the most curseful place.
或者说那边不是人应该在的所在。
Not a place man should be at.
但是主耶稣在那边被挂在那。
Jesus was hanged there.
他们的声音得了胜。
Their voice took the victory.
他们真的赢了吗？
Did they indeed have victory?
当主耶稣说成了的时候，
When Jesus said it is finished,
我们才知道。
Then we knew.
他们失败了。
They have failed.
主耶稣赢了。
Jesus overcame.
主耶稣得胜了。
He took the victory.
今天这个受羞辱的脸，
Today this cheek that was despised
可以变成一条的路，你可以走过去。
Became a way that we can walk.
像一个高台一样，可以把你高升起来。
Became a platform that can lift you up.
弟兄姊妹，我们在地上是不是也曾经经历过一些的羞辱？
Brothers and sisters, have you on this earth been going through the same experience?
有些人因为家境贫寒就觉得很羞耻。
Some may be poor and they feel ashamed.
有人先觉得没有个很好的工作很羞耻。
Some may not have a job, they feel ashamed.
有人说我失去了工作觉得很羞耻。
Some feel I have lost my job and it's shame.
有些人是婚姻发生了变故觉得很羞耻。
Some has marriage problem, they feel shame.
有些人因为天生下来以后有身体上有一些的缺陷觉得很羞耻。
Some has handicapped and they feel shame.
我们遇见了许许多多的艰难。
We go through much pain.
甚至于我们在教会服事的时候我们也觉得好像我们也被轻看。
Even when we are serving in church, we feel we are locked down.
我们有时候被人家指责的时候好像抬不起头。
When we are pointed by others, we couldn't raise our head.
我们犯罪的时候，我们更觉得羞惭。
And when we sin, even we will feel ashamed.
弟兄姊妹，谁可以让你从这里走出来？
Brothers and sisters, who can bring us out from all these?
这一位在十字架上为我为你受羞辱的耶稣基督。
This Jesus who was on the cross took you and my shame.
他走过了这一条被人被神拒绝的道路。
He have walked this path, being forsaken by men and God.
而且他为我们开出了一条的路。
But he opened a way for us.
可以回到神的面前。
We can come back to God.
当你在那样很低谷的时候。
When you are in the bottom of the valley.
请你记得有一条的路。
Remember there is a way.
你一个人可以过去的。
By yourself you can walk.
但是你要靠着耶稣基督。
But you need to be trusting Jesus.
他可以把你带过去。
He will bring you through.
你会觉得哎呀何等的羞耻。
You will feel how shameful.
但是四围却发出那样的香气。
But around you there will be the smell of perfume.
神的慈爱。神的怜悯环绕着你。
The loving kindness, the mercy of God will surround you.
神的手托住你。
The hands of God will uphold you.
你可以慢慢地走出被轻看的环境。
And gradually you can be brought out of the circumstance.
他把你放在一个高地上。
He will put you on the high ground.
那你可以超越过那些叫你伤痛的环境。
That you can overcome the disheartened situation.
你可以抬起头来。
You can raise your head.
你可以环顾四周。
You can look around.
这些都再也不能够伤害我。
Can say none of these can harm me.
所以诗篇有一篇这样说。
So the psalm says,
你是使我抬起头来。
You are the one who helps me to lift up my head.
弟兄姊妹，这位为你我 被钉在十字架上的耶稣基督。
Brothers and sisters, this Jesus crucified for you and me
可以把我们抬起头来
can lift our heads up
叫我们可以昂首
that we can walk
叫我们可以往前走
with boldness
弟兄姊妹主耶稣永远永远不弃绝我们
Brothers and sisters, Jesus will never, never forsake us
只要你来投靠他
If you come to him
那个幔子已经裂开了
The veil has been torn
有一条路可以走
And there is a way
十字架上的锁已经伸开了
On the cross, the arm is spread out
可以接纳我们
He can receive us
我们实在感谢神
We thank God.
他实在是千万人中的第一。
He is the fairest among 10,000.
他是我的良人。
He is my beloved.
白而且红。
White and ruddy.
超乎万人之上。
Outstanding among 10,000.
他的脸，他的两腮像香花溪乳香草苔。
His cheeks are like beds of spice yielding perfume.
圣经说他的口中流露恩典
Bible says his, out of his mouth is grace
所以他不会伤害你不会伤害我
He will not harm you nor me
他会鼓舞我们扶持我们激励我们
He will encourage us uphold us
但愿我们能够跟随他的脚中心
May we follow his footsteps
他是基督
He is Christ
我们是基督徒
We are disciples of Christ.
这个基督徒呢，在中文有三个翻译。
In Chinese, there are three translations.
就 Christian 可以翻成基督徒，可以翻成小基督，可以翻成基督人。
Christian, in Chinese could be translated as, Christian disciple, mini Christ, or Christ man.
这个基督徒，我可以说我们要成为基督的门徒。
Christian means we want to be disciple of Christ.
基督的信徒
The believer of Christ.
来成为基督的使徒
Apostle of Christ.
用来去来报这一位基督的好消息
To proclaim the good news of this Christ.
他是基督我们是个小基督
He is Christ. We are like little Christ.
乃是说他是难道丰富超越丰满
He is so abundant overcoming
我虽然是小但我要尽我一生的年日来追求他
and yes I am small but with my whole life I want to pursue him
让我这个小基督的生涯也慢慢地长大
that this little Christ can grow up
这就是主耶稣说他来了要叫我们得生命并且得着更丰盛
as Jesus said I come that sheep may have life and have it abundantly
他说我们这些人也是基督人
we are also A man like Christ.
看看啊，你就是基督。
When people see you are like Christ.
这当说到我们是基督人的时候，主耶稣的那一个荣美从我们身上彰显了出来。
That the beauty of Jesus can be revealed through us.
但愿我们能够这样的来跟随他的脚踪。
May we can follow his footsteps as such.
请我们低头一点祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
我们永远不懂你在十字架上为我们所受的苦难。
Never can we fully comprehend the pain you have taken for us on the cross.
但是我们已经尝到你为我们付出代价的恩典。
But we have tasted the grace. Coming from your price.
主若是今天早上
Lord, if this morning,
有还没有信你的朋友
there are people yet to believe you.
但你借着圣灵对他们说
May you through your Holy Spirit speak to them.
恩门已开
Door of grace is open.
让他们可以进来
That they may come enter.
主让他们能够心向你打开
That their hearts might be open to you.
能够得着你
Can have you.
拥有你
Have you as their life.
主耶稣我们这些相信你的人
We who have already believed.
我们仍然知道恩门还是为我们开着
We know the door of grace is also open for us.
愿我们常常进到幔内
May we often come into the veil.
来瞻仰你的荣耀
to behold your glory.
愿你吸引我们的心。
May you draw our hearts.
博我们的心。
Capture our hearts.
好让我们在地上的日子。
That our days on earth.
能够成为你的见证人。
We can be witness.
让你的荣耀。
That your glory.
让你的名。
Your name.
能够从我们身上彰显出来。
Can be revealed through us.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.